Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ Is All Ministries. Do you want to live as an overcomer and see God do the impossible in and through you? Then put your focus on Jesus and give Him center place in all that you do. As disciples of Christ, we must learn to keep our eyes on Jesus, and His abundant supply will flow into every area of lack in our lives. Whether it's living a holy life, being healthy and blessed, or being Spirit-empowered ministers of the New Covenant, the supply you need flows when you take your eyes off of yourself and look to Jesus. Whatever your challenge or weakness is, look to the all-sufficient God today and begin to experience lasting transformation and breakthrough upon breakthrough. In this revelatory message titled, Look to the All-Sufficient God, Evangelist Paul Akwa shows you why focusing and feeding on Jesus is the one thing that is really needful for successful living.
God is all-sufficient. Don't limit Him to what you see in the physical. Let me give you an example in the gospel. The story of feeding the 5,000 in Mark chapter 6, where thousands of people were coming to hear Jesus. And I read from verses 35 to 37. By this time it was late in the day, so His disciples came to Him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But He answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to Him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" You see, this was the response from the disciples. Let me read from another version that says, "He answered and said to them, give them something to eat. And they said unto Him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" That's the old King James Version. So immediately they limited God to what they can see in the physical. They just limited Him, because in the physical there was no way they could feed those people, thousands of people. They limited God to what their physical resources were. You know, that time a penny was a day's wage. So 200 pennies were worth 200 days' wage to feed the multitude. They limited God because they only looked at their physical resources. They didn't look at the all-sufficient God. We're talking about looking at the all-sufficient God. What they should have done was to recognize that they had God right there, the all-sufficient God right there with them. He was right in their presence, and He was more than sufficient, but they didn't recognize that. He was limitless, and He could supply their needs beyond their physical financial ability. Take note of that, my hearer. You see, God is all-sufficient. Don't limit Him to what you see in the physical. Verse 38 says this, "How many loaves do you have?" He asked. "Go and see." This is what Jesus was telling them. When they responded that way, He just said, "Okay, how many loaves do you have?" Say, go and see. Go into the crowd and see if you can have some loaves. So when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Verse 39, then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then He gave them to His disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. Verse 43. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Hallelujah. So let me dwell on verse 41. You see, and when He had taken the loaves and the 2 fish, He looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the two fish he divided among them all. You see, one of the translations says that he gave thanks, but the New King James Version said that he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and he gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the two fish he divided among them all. Hallelujah. He looked up. That's very important. He blessed what he had instead of cursing it, my friend. Whatever God has given you, bless it, because he is all-sufficient God. Don't look only in the physical, natural realm. God is spirit. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. Most of us will say, Lord, I know you told me to do this, but I don't have enough. And then we will just curse what we have. We say this is not sufficient, so we curse what is in our hands. We curse what we have instead of blessing it. Jesus only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. He didn't have more than the disciples had brought to him, but he blessed what he had instead of cursing. Take note of this, my hearer. We have to allow our doubts and fears to be diminished. Any negative thought, whatever is coming into your path, that's negative. You do not speak those words. Don't curse what you have, even if things are negative in your life. You only speak the word of God over your life. Contradict those negative words and start saying what God says about you, my friend. Condemn those words and start saying God's words over your life. Say what God says about your finances, what God says about your family, what God says about your future. You got a hope and a future ahead of you, my friend. Look unto the all-sufficient God. Your future is great when you align yourself with God's words. So protect your future. He's all-sufficient. What he has said will come to pass if you will cooperate with him. When we allow our doubts and our fears to take control, that's when we stop what God wants to do in our lives. Don't ever do that. If you are in that place right now where you are fearful, you need to align yourself with the word of God. Look to the all-sufficient God. We should never look at the problem. We need to look at the problem solver, who is all-sufficient, almighty God. What Jesus saying about your situation? What is he saying? What is he saying about your life? What is he saying about the things that you have? When you look up, you are able to see beyond what's happening. You are able to see that God is more than sufficient. Your spiritual understanding will be enlightened. And that's what Jesus is doing here. So let's dwell on verse 41 again. He looked up. It's more than talking about he raised his head. No, do you know what he did? He saw past the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. That's what Jesus was doing. And he looked past the physical into the spiritual. Jesus saw the 5 loaves and 2 fish as sufficient to feed the 5,000 men. Of course, there were women and children. There may be at least 15,000 people. And he saw this little bit of food as being sufficient to feed all the people, because he saw on the inside rather than on the outside. Not only did they feed these people, they gave them 2nd, 3rd, as much as they wanted, and they took 12 basketfuls of fragments left over. Hallelujah! This is the sufficiency of all-sufficient God. When you look up, you are able to see beyond what's happening. You are able to see that God is more than sufficient. Your spiritual understanding will be enlightened, my friend. If you own a business, don't imagine the business struggling and failing, even if it is. I am not denying that things happen in the natural, but go beyond that. Like Jesus did, lift up your eyes, look beyond what's in your hand, and see it the way God wants it to be. Many of you know that God has more for you than what you are experiencing at the moment. Some of you know the details. Some of you know the business that God wants you to do, and yet you are far from accomplishing it. Part of it is because you are not allowing yourself to imagine yourself successful. This is just like Jesus taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and just stopped there. If that was the only resource he had, he wouldn't have seen it multiply. But he looked up. He saw past the physical into the spiritual, my friend. He saw what was possible. If you can see it on the inside, then you can see it on the outside. That was what Jesus did. And because of that, this miracle took place. God has a plan for you, and it's bigger than what you think. You have to take the limits off. You have to imagine God if there was no limit. If I can become the person you want me to be. Money wasn't an obstacle. People are not a problem. What is it that you want? And just allow yourself to start imagining God's will coming to pass in your life, my friend. I know that there are people that God has more for you. God wants you to reach out and touch people's lives and make a difference. And yet, many times we limit God because of our small thinking. Because we are not looking at the all-sufficient God. Because we are looking at our physical natural resources instead of looking at the all-sufficient God who can provide exceedingly abundantly beyond what we imagine or ask. Discover what God can do in you and through you. Look to all-sufficient God, my friend. Cast all your cares on Him and believe that He can take care of them. Take the word of God and see yourself succeeding in that business, in that career, in that step that you have taken. See yourself prosper. See yourself healed. See your marriage working. See your children transformed. Hallelujah. See your finances really taking shape. God gives us revelation to broaden our view of who He is. We need to be totally dependent on Him. And that looking at Him as all-sufficient, He's the sufficient God, my friend. Take steps and just cooperate with Him and all will be well with you. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.